Happy New Year, everyone. Today's podcast title is about 2024. It'll be the year of decolonization. There's a revolution brewing across the global south. From Asia to Africa and Latin America, developing countries are creating a new geopolitical paradigm based on partnership, peace, and progress. This movement away from the American-led world of disorder was ironically accelerated by the U.S. own aggression worldwide. The transformation towards a multipolar world, which made significant progress in 2023, will accelerate this year, making 2024 the year of decolonization. Looking at the big picture, the world has been dominated by European empires to varying degrees for 400 years, and then by the American Empire since World War II. After the fall of the USSR, Americans thought their unipolar hegemony would last forever. However, they did not appreciate the potential of Asia or the inexorable cycles of history. Filled with hubris, the U.S. deindustrialized itself, outsourced key sectors of manufacturing, financialized its economy, printed trillions of dollars, and engaged in perpetual wars. The delusion ended during the 2008 financial crisis, which revealed that the American economy is a Ponzi scheme propped up by the exorbitant privilege of the US dollar. The global South watched in dismay, but could not do anything since there was no alternative to the US and its rigged system. However, nobody was ready for what happened next, the astonishing rise of China. In 2009, China became the world's largest exporter. And in 2010, it surpassed Japan to become the world's second largest economy. In 2011, China surpassed the US in patents. And in 2012, China's middle class became the largest in the world. In 2013, China ranked first in e-commerce sales. In 2014, China had the second largest stock market in the world. In 2015, China became second in R&D spending. And in 2016, China became the largest economy in the world measured by PPP GDP. That's the purchasing power parity. So it's no wonder that the U.S. began to exhibit anti-China hysteria and resorted to illegal and unethical tactics to contain China starting in 2016. We know that as the Trump phenomenon. These tactics include trade wars, tech wars, and sanctions that violate WTO rules and the spirit of free trade. The US also supported a color revolution in Hong Kong and engaged in propaganda wars using Xinjiang separatists who were funded by the CIA. Additionally, the American media has coordinated a mass smear campaign against China's Belt and Road Initiative. Furthermore, the U.S. launched proxy wars in various parts of the world, with Syria and Ukraine being notable examples. The list of countries targeted for regime changes by the U.S. in the last decade is long. Brazil, Bolivia, Venezuela, Thailand, Kazakhstan, Belarus, and Pakistan, to name a few. Recently, the US has been bullying India as well, while claiming that its bilateral relationship with India is the most consequential of this century. As US whistleblower Edward Snowden revealed, the US brazenly spies on the leaders of European allies, so-called allies. Consumed by a zero-sum attitude, American strategy for global primacy rests on disrupting Europe's relations with Russia and China. The world has had enough. The last straw was when the US imposed shock and awe sanctions on Russia, expelled it from SWIFT, the global financial system, and confiscated $300 billion of Russian foreign exchange reserves. The global South finally understood that the rules-based order had only one rule. America will do anything it takes to impose full spectrum dominance over the world. Thus, in 2023, tectonic changes unraveled in geopolitics. The detente between Saudi Arabia and Iran, brokered by China, followed by their admission into BRICS, was a game changer. The era of divide and rule was over. Dozens of more countries are poised to join BRICS Plus this year. The vision for a multipolar world is clear. Cooperation as sovereign partners, focus on infrastructure, economic development, and mutually beneficial trade. The era of colonization is over. Global South countries are actively embracing de-dollarization. Who decided that the dollar would be the world's trade currency? Asked Brazilian President Lula. There's no need for African countries to use US dollar while trading with one another, said Kenyan President Ruto, to a thunderous applause from the audience. Throughout history, the currency of the world's largest trading nation has enjoyed global status, and China is now the world's largest trading nation. Thus, the internationalization of the Chinese yuan should not surprise anyone. Already, about half of China's cross-border transactions are happening in yuan, which also surpassed the euro in global trade invoicing and the Japanese yen in SWIFT transactions. When OPEC countries start selling oil for yuan, it will mark the beginning of the end for the petrodollar. In terms of military power projection, the US empire will be perceived as a paper tiger in 2024. In Ukraine, despite all the financial, military, intelligence, and propaganda support from US, EU, and NATO, it's widely believed that Russia has won the war in Ukraine. The victory will be confirmed in 2024. In the Middle East, the US faces a lose-lose situation. It can either start a disastrous regional war and bomb Gaza, Yemen, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and Iran all at once, or concede defeat. The rational choice of a two-state solution for the Palestinians to have their own country is still unthinkable in the echo chamber of Washington. The next decade will determine the great power game and the evolution of the 21st century. but 2024 will be a pivotal year. Thank you.